Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation. I know I said I would ask him about David Gilmour first, but last night at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, it was the kickoff of the season.
Oh.
And Jimmy was there. I was supposed to be there.
Right.
I was going to MC.
Oh.
And stupid COVID.
Yep, damn COVID.
How was it, Jimmy?
It was great. Over 600 people showed up.
Whoa.
Nice. Yeah, we were. I was shocked.
Nice.
I shouldn't say. Howard knew it. I really wasn't aware that many people would show up. A lot of selfies, put my cheeks next to other people's cheek, which is sort of weird. Since you had COVID, I said to myself, geez, why do I have to do this? I forgot about COVID for a while.
You had a stunt cheek.
You know,
a fake cheek you put
it
on.
It would have just been a cold for me, but, you know, I thought, before I walk in the building...
Nah, you did the right thing.
I should test, because
yeah.
I might be asked, you know. So.
Right.
No, you did the right thing. I had COVID back in December, and I didn't think I had it. My girlfriend said, just test yourself. And I never had COVID. So I said, I don't have it. Test yourself. And I couldn't believe I had it.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it's not so terrible anymore. So you're not sure you have it. Usually, in the old days, you knew you had it.
Oh, yeah.
It was the opposite for me.
Oh, yeah.
When I first had it, it came and went, and I almost felt guilty for being home, but it was policy.
Yep.
And this time, boy...
And said, hey.
I was down.
Number two.
I was down for the count.
Number two's down.
Well, it
put
was
it
a
this
lot
way,
of fun.
If there's,
yeah.
if there's a ratings period, which we're in now, and I'm not on the air,
yep.
I'm flat on my back.
No es bueno.
Yeah. That's,
yes. No es bueno.
21 years, I could count on one hand less how many times I've been out in the ratings. But, yeah, so 600 people.
600 people. We talked about the whole... season that we have, and
that's a big season.
I can't believe it. I said it last night. I said, never did I think we'd have 50 shows down in Bridgeport, nor did anybody else.
50.
We're gonna have over 50 shows this year.
It's an awesome place. I love seeing shows there.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And we already have 10 shows booked for next year. And we have artists like James Taylor and Billy Strings and Tedeschi Trucks that actually request playing the venue. And request playing two nights each.
Wow.
And in all honesty, you know, Connecticut's Connecticut. Nobody ever requests to play Connecticut. It's usually me begging people to play Connecticut.
But you got to play here.
I wonder if you ran a statistic, like 3 million people in Connecticut, and then the amount of concert tickets purchased in Connecticut. I wonder if we would rank very high.
We'd be number one.
Yeah.
You've got both casinos.
I think.
You've got a lot of great theaters like the Palace in Waterbury and... in Tarrington and Warner, and you go all the way down to Stanford and Oakdale, of course, and Xfinity and Mohegan Sun. It's remarkable how many shows are in Connecticut.
We love it. And so this $25 ticket week.
Yes, we had a bit of a rough start.
What happened?
So many people were interested that it crashed. Oops. The system for the first 45 minutes.
Wow.
All right, well, that's good. But, people
good
want
news, bad news, good news. Bad news, system's down. Good news, so many people want to buy tickets. At Xfinity, we already sold 16,000 tickets at $25. In Bridgeport, we sold over 10,000 tickets at $25. And at Oakdale, we sold over 6,000 tickets. At $25, yes, it was really the first full day.
I'm guessing some of those shows now are sold out.
Yes,
I mean, like done. The $25 ticket allotment is gone for particular shows.
Yes, yes, yes. It's the artist that decides how many are put on, so go by what the artist says. But you know, there's still a lot available.
Cool.
It's a real treat.
Yeah.
It's a real treat. And like you said, this is when you go shopping.
I said it last week. Yeah. You know what? Put your concert season together this week because you can buy 8 shows for $200.
Right.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation. So at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, you're around all types of people and, you know, great people. What do you get asked the most when you're out in a crowd like that?
You know, it's funny. I don't, at this point in my career, I don't get asked much anymore. I get thanked, which is wonderful, for the memories.
Oh, that's cool.
I met Joe the Barber yesterday.
Oh,
who's
sorry.
On the show.
Yeah. Yeah, restraining order, sorry.
By the way, that guy goes to all of your shows.
Yes.
And very rarely pays.
Oh, okay. Well, he said he's been on your show 38 times, so he counts how many times he's been on the show. So,
is that right?
He counts it that little?
Yeah, he said 38 times he's been on the on your show. So
how many times have I hung up on him?
37. 39.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. I met his girlfriend. Very nice also.
Yep.
Yeah, very nice guy. Yep. And he thanked me for the memories. Most people now at this point in my career, they more thank me for the memories because the truth of the matter is I don't know 50% of the artists that even are playing there. I don't know a day to remember. A day to remember for me is the first time I had sex. And
how old were you?
Oh, I can't even. It's that long ago? In my teens. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
In my teens.
All right.
But I don't know these bands anymore. So I probably know about 50%, 60% of the artists that play there. So I give a lot of credit, as I did last night, to my son, who really books the majority shows there.
That's awesome.
So I just get the memories.
And he's a real quiet guy, right?
I had to beg him to come last night.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He does not like the spotlight. He did not want to talk last night.
And did he talk last night?
No, he did not. Wow. He did not want to. He was there, but and we had to really beg him to come. He's very, very underground. He does not like the glory. He does not like the attention.
Just wants to do the work.
Yeah, he loves the work. That's it. Yeah,
That's cool.
That's very cool.
Well, I think a certain amount of ego is important in everybody, and he should take a lot of pride in what he does and accept the gratitude that people give him, but he's not like that.
Sometimes people just don't want to be around people.
Yes, that's true.
They're more comfortable around a small group of people that they know very
their circle
well.
Circle of friends, yes.
And uncomfortable when they're in a public setting.
Yep.
And that's okay.
Yep. Yeah, it is okay. Yeah, you're right.
I get
it's just different than me, but you know what? To each his own, as they say.
Yep.
Okay, a tribe member emailed me that David Gilmour said that he will tour, and this tribe member wanted me to ask you if you heard anything of him touring, and if so, will he come to Connecticut?
I heard he's going to tour, but I heard right now his only plan is to do a residency at Royal Albert Hall in London.
Wow.
Probably do 6 shows there is what I've heard.
Wow.
Would we love to have him? You can't bribe him with money because he's got a lot of money.
Hmm.
So it's
what
hard
do you
to
bribe him
do
with?
It.
Pizza.
New Haven pizza.
No.
Pizza.
Okay.
Doesn't have that over there.
Let's go to Craig in East Haven. Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. First, I want to say I always appreciate all the concerts that get brought into Connecticut. So that's always nice. But I had a question about the $25, tickets that happened yesterday. I know there was a little bit of a debacle with the, site going down. But what I noticed instantly after was that most of these tickets got relisted for reselling at, higher prices by individuals.
That's a drag.
I'm curious why, with Neil Young, you guys stopped that from happening, which, was really nice. So people aren't scalping them, but why not for, Concert Week, do they inhibit, people from listing it for more money? So the people that actually want the tickets can buy them.
Well, you're right that it does happen. It is a scalper's dream when we do this, I'm sure. Or brokers, as they're called now, because it's legal. They made it legal in Connecticut, which never made me happy, but they do it. And we know a lot of scalpers buy them, but we have no way of preventing it. The only way the way Neil Young prevented it, which is real good, is he's not distributing the tickets till 3 days before the show. You might have your ticket, but you don't have the ticket. You just know you have a ticket.
Oh.
And about 72 hours before the show, I think we'll send, which is not far away now, since the show's next week. Everybody
right.
will actually get their tickets, and we're hoping the scalpers will have a hard time distributing them in time if they bought the tickets. But it's not fair. You're right. It's not fair. We fight it all the time. It's computerized buying.
Craig, are you rearranging furniture?
No, I've got dogs that are going crazy in the background.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. Listen for the rest on the radio.
All right. I just would hope that maybe on the, you guys could limit it somehow just for future. I don't know. But thank
you. Well, we do limit the number of of tickets per show that people can buy. So that's really the best we can do. We can't identify who's a scalper and who's not a scalper.
Yeah.
Problem.
before you limited the amount of tickets people could buy, what was the most you could remember a scalper buying?
I've always limited them.
Oh.
Yeah, I've always limited to 8.
See that?
Yeah, I've always limited to 8.
Even back at the New Haven Coliseum days?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. He's all over it.
Yeah.
Huh. See that?
Apparently, I never tried to buy more.
Smart thinking.
It's very unfair. The system is very unfair.
Oh,
now that they have computers, it's even more unfair.
Yep.
And the legislature doesn't do anything about it.
And why? What was their argument for that?
Oh, I think most of the legislators use scalpers to buy tickets.
Oh, well, they are scalpers.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't go the first or second day to buy tickets. So when they want to go see a show, I'm not selling them tickets. So they
right.
They use scalpers. So it became popular among legislators, so therefore they legalized it.
Mm. Ouch.
This is a taxpayer's money. We'll do that.
Heather in Wallingford.
Hi there, guys. This is Heather Lee.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So I'm calling in to talk to Jimmy and talk to you guys.
We know you're on the phone.
Right.
We know Jimmy's here.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Okay. I know your name's Heather.
Hi, Jimmy. Yeah. Hi, Jimmy. I'm going to be at the Stevie concert. I met you before. I'm Ella's vocal teacher.
Oh, very nice.
From the music school.
Right.
Yeah. She's saying with the Beach Boys.
And
Oh my God! Hold on a second, Phil. You want to jump on and ask what she was going to ask?
Yeah,
Heather, we love you, but you know how this works. This isn't day one.
The short story is she loves Stevie. She would like to meet Stevie. She doesn't know how to do that. She was asking, and I said, well, I don't have any access to Stevie. You should ask Jimmy. That's the best answer I can give you, but I don't know what the answer from Jimmy will be. He's on every Thursday at 8:20. You should call and ask.
Right.
You never know. The best you can do is ask.
And here we are.
Okay.
Jimmy, what's your answer?
My answer is most artists have fans that want to meet them. I get these calls a lot. I never follow through because I would be bothering the artist, and I don't like bothering the artist.
Gotcha.
So I really don't arrange meet and greets. A lot of artists have meet and greets, but it's through them, not through me.
Right.
Right. Is Stevie doing a paid meet and greet?
Knowing Stevie, I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. Nothing against Stevie, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
She would have a line, you know, all the way from Uncasville to Hartford if she offered that.
That's a long line.
Yeah. No, and you know, just COVID made all these singers realize, it's like, well, you know, I could get sick from people, whether it's
tour,
COVID or just a cold.
Yeah.
Maybe not a good idea.
Absolutely right. There's so many less meet and greets now because of COVID.
Heather, did you get your answer? And sorry to cut you short. We have other people that were trying to get on.
I do. I just wanted to. I wanted to give a little background about the Stevie Band and everything, and that's all. I didn't get a chance to do that, but thanks for having me on.
All right,
happy to help.
And she's in a band. She's a super Stevie fan.
Yes,
above.
Oh yeah,
normal level
exactly.
Stevie fan.
Right.
Yeah. That wouldn't have changed anything, right?
No, I always tell, even my friends, I tell my personal friends, I do not want to bother the artist who's preparing to, you know, do 2 hours on stage to meet strangers.
I
just don't think that's a proper thing to do, that's all. And I've never done it.
If you did, you're opening a door that you can't close.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I do it for my family, and if AJ asked, I do it for AJ.
Thank you.
Who would AJ want to meet?
Yeah, who would you want to meet, AJ?
Wouldn't mind meeting Brian Setzer.
Okay,
he's coming up.
Stray Cats.
I think he could have given me 100 guesses. I would not have put his name in there.
I thought it was going to be 80s hair metal.
Yeah, no. Surprise.
Well, that's easy. There's only one person that wants to meet Brian Setzer.
Thank you. See? He's another Long Islander. What are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
What would you talk to him about?
Long Island stuff. He's also into cars and bikes.
Oh, all right.
You really have thought this out then?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would love to meet him, yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe we can arrange it.
Cool.
You know what, AJ? That is very smart.
Thank you.
It is.
You set an achievable goal right there, man. Good for you.
Yep. Little steps.
Yeah. It wasn't like I'd like to meet Ozzy.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't understand him.
We did have that problem in an interview. Jimmy Koplik's on Live Nation. Matt Neeson, what's your question?
Morning, guys. Jimmy, thanks for all the shows you're bringing, especially like Fairfield County. You've just revolutionized entertainment down here with Sound on Sound and the Amp. So thank you for all that. My quick question, Paul McCartney, probably not Connecticut, but does he have anything in the works in the next year or so?
Nothing in the works that I'm aware of. I usually know when it's happening. Right now, you know, he's not planning any tours whatsoever. As you know, he toured, you know, South America and Australia, I think it was last time. And so I hope he hits the States next time he plays.
Cool.
But I doubt he'll play Connecticut. He plays big stadiums now.
Right. Yeah. Can I ask one more?
Sure.
Stone Temple Pilots. They did Connecticut a few years, a year or two ago, but I know they're smaller venues and everything. Anything for those guys?
We'd love to bring them back. We'd love to bring them back. No question about it. I'm not aware of them touring at the moment, though.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you, Matt.
Cool.
All right, we were talking about Stevie Nicks earlier, and yeah. Tom Cantone from Mohegan Sun texted me in the 7 o'clock hour. Hey, Chaz, Channel 8 did the most anticipated concerts of the summer. Looks like we dominated again. So Stevie Nicks, one of the most anticipated concerts of the summer.
Okay.
Oh, no doubt. Sold out the first day we put it on sale.
First day.
They said, Stevie, gone.
First day.
Wow.
Bozzy just texted me, Jimmy, and said that he's going to make this meeting with AJ and Brian Setzer happen.
Oh, cool.
Oh, great.
This is cool. Thank you so much.
Look at that.
Wow.
That was
thanks, Boz.
Minutes.
Nice.
Now, that doesn't really look good for our argument with Heather Lee, does it?
No, it does not.
No. Jimmy Koplik, who's going to Billy Joel tonight, and you'll be asking him about coming to Mohegan Sun?
Yes. Yes, I'll be working very hard. I'll be wearing knee pads, begging him. And the irony is, back in 1998 today, today's his birthday. He's set to turn 75 today, Billy.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Billy, wherever you are.
So usually he plays a garden on his birthday, and usually I go down because he and I were born the same year, and we joke about it because we're both still doing our work.
Yeah.
And it's nice, and I will remind him that I did his birthday back when he turned 49 years old, back in 1998. He was at the Hartford Civic Center.
Was that rescheduled from a show that...
No, that was a January show.
Okay.
It got rescheduled.
Gotcha.
Do you remember that? There was a snowstorm?
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. It was the first time he ever postponed a show in his life.
Wow.
Damn.
My luck.
Let's see. Texts. John in Hartford wants to know, Korn or Five Finger Death Punch?
Although Five Finger Death Punch is touring this summer, not hitting Connecticut, I hear that Korn is going out, and we will certainly try to get Korn, and I will suggest Mohegan Sun.
Well, Korn's in season. For yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tenacious D.
Not touring this year.
Ted Nugent.
I have not heard of Ted Nugent touring at all.
Oh.
But he'd be fun to bring in, that's for sure.
The Cult.
I'm not even sure The Cult are together anymore. I haven't heard a thing about them in a year or two.
Wow.
Billie Eilish.
Doing a tour, did not get a date in Connecticut. I called up and whined about it a lot, but we did not get a date.
This from Francis of Ridgefield. Will there be any $25 tickets for Steve Winwood and the Doobie Brothers?
Yeah, there were.
Not good news for Francis.
Yeah, that's a whir.
That's a whir.
Well, I don't have it in front of me exactly what's left, yeah. But there were some for sale at the time.
My assumption is Doobie Brothers gone, and I'd be shocked if Steve Winwood not
seriously,
gone yet.
Yep.
Randy on the road.
Hey, good morning, Jimmy. I'm wondering, is there any chance of Ozzy going on tour besides the two shows he has planned?
I don't think he can handle being on the road. First of all, it's very difficult for anybody in their 70s or 80s to really be on the road anymore. It's hotels, buses, hard work, sound checks, shows. But I don't think Ozzy's in shape to really be on the road anymore.
Yeah. He got beat up pretty bad with the ATV accident years ago.
Sounds like you're on an ATV.
I know. I couldn't get the words on my beat up by an ATV.
You worked your way through it, though. Very good.
I was
good.
Done. Yeah. I always do it. Have some coffee.
Yeah, why not? Greg, New Haven.
Good morning, Jimmy. Hey, Black Crowes, they have dates through, like, on their website through June. Do you know of them adding any more dates and possibly coming to Connecticut?
We're hoping to have them early next year at Mohegan Sun. We're working on it right now.
Mohegan Sun. Okay. Yep. Be great if you can bring in a Bridgeport. I'd really appreciate that.
He doesn't want to drive.
It looks like it's going to be. You know what? It's going to be February, I think.
Any chance you could bring him right to my house in New Haven?
It's a little closer to my house. Can you do it?
Can I get a ride over there?
And look, I could fit like 200-300 people in my backyard.
No, but this is what happens because Jimmy's been coming on for so many years that we all have this personal connection to him now where we feel like he's our best friend. It's like, hey, Jimmy, would you mind just putting it closer to my house?
Yeah, if you might mind, you know, you can do something.
It might happen in February. I don't think it'll be so much fun in February in Bridgeport.
All right,
Jimmy,
Greg.
Do you have an amazing memory, or like when you bring these, you pull these dates out of the air that you know like years ago, and you just have quick access to the computer, or do you just have a great memory?
Well, I do have a good memory, so most of the time I do remember. But I can access my records if I need to.
Watch this for memory. Jimmy, what's the most money you lost on a show?
I don't want to mention the artist's name because I'm going to be seeing him soon. So
gotcha. Right. With that person.
All right, Greg, thank you.
Thank you.
Hungry Man, you have a follow-up on Billy Joel?
Yeah, I kind of missed it. You're trying to get him at Mohegan. Is that where the venue would be?
Yes, Tom Cantone and I are working very hard on it, and I will be working on it tonight when I see Billy.
Any chance you could just bring it right to Hungry Man's house?
Right, yeah, come on.
No, bring me a sandwich. That's what I want.
Live it up to your name, brother.
He's a Hungry Man. All right.
Billy Joel has sandwiches?
All right, thank you. Jimmy, any shows about to be announced that you can tease?
Let's see what we've got. We still haven't finished, you know, the season, announcing the season at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
That's exciting.
Which is nice. And all I'll say is that I'm working on Jane's Addiction.
Wow.
Going there. So cool. We'll see what happens.
You know, there's been rumors about Rush.
You know, Alex and Getty have been noodling together and playing together, but no drummer. So I hope they get back together, but we'll see. No word on it yet. Nobody's talking about it. And I'm pretty sure since they're Canadian, the head of our company's Canadian, that if it happens, you know, and they love Mohegan Sun. They love Mohegan Sun. So
wow.
Hopefully if that happens. But right now, they're just playing around. And they openly said, Alex actually openly said, there are no touring plans whatsoever at this point.
Gotcha.
Yeah, who would you get to do the drums on that one?
Oh, I know who. I have a choice. Oh, Alex Van Halen.
That is a great fit.
That's a great fit.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is a great fit.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Alex Van Halen. What's he doing now? Great drummer.
Yeah.
I think he'd be perfect for that band, and I'm sure he knows a lot of Rush music already.
Oh, yeah.
There was a rumor online that the two of them latch on with the Foo Fighters because they sort of started this whole thing with the Taylor Hawkins tribute show. They were invited to perform, and they're like, man, this feels good. So they've just been sort of playing, like Jimmy said, since then, but that obviously hasn't happened.
Yeah, wow, that's a good pick. That's one of those, once you said that name, Jimmy, I was like, yeah, you just stop right there.
Nobody else makes more sense than that.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I feel. There's no other choice. It should be Alex.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
All right, Jimmy, thanks again for another great show today. I appreciate you, brother.
You got it, guys.
All right. Enjoy Billy Joel.